Welcome back to the Chad HD Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, an open line Thursday, because we will not be here tomorrow. Best of on tomorrow's program. First voice you hear from when you dial in, Ariel Walden on the other side, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send in an email, chad at kfyo.com. That's chad at kfyo.com. Every Thursday morning, we get to visit with our good friends from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Stephen Orr from the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show joining me here on KFYO. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you. Beautiful day out.
Yes, it is. Thanks for coming on today. Of course, you can hear the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show throughout West Texas and on our sister station, 1340 The Fan. Stephen, taking a look back at last week, what are some of the games that were just really stand out in your mind?
Well, when we look back at last week, I think certainly there were some interesting games. I thought Friendship and Palladora being as close as it was the Tigers, I think maybe having a little bit of, not necessarily a hangover, but a little, get a little tired after having two big games back-to-back like they did coming out of that double overtime in El Paso and then taking on Amarillo High School. So I was surprised at how close that game was. One of the biggest surprises we had last week as far as the scoreboard show goes, out of 178 games, 17 games canceled or cut short due to lightning or inclement weather, and that's the largest number of games I can ever recall having called in one night because of Mother Nature. So on the scoreboard, we actually had it football 156, Mother Nature 17.
Well, hopefully we won't have as many weather events going into this weekend. Tell us about some of the games out there. I guess we can start with some of the games you can hear on our family of stations up here, and Perryton-Lubbock High.
Well, Perryton-Lubbock High is a very interesting game. The Rangers come into town. They're 0-5 on the year, and that could be a little misleading. Lubbock High is 1-3. Perryton lost to number 10 Salina last week, 28-22. The week before that, they dropped one to Lubbock Cooper, 39-37, and they played a state-ranked 2A team in Canadian, lost that one by 16, 38-22. So, not to be cliche, but Perryton is a very good 0-5 team. They've played some really tough competition. Lubbock High has come in. You know, they lost to Coronado 56-27, and they lost to a really good Canyon team to open the season. But they beat Andrews last week, and that gives them some momentum. That could be a better ball game than it might look like on paper, but I think probably unless if Lubbock High can figure out how to play defense against Perryton, Perryton's a physical ball club. They're not that much finesse. If Lubbock High can stop them on the run, I think they have a chance in that ball game. But Perryton, certainly a better team than what their record indicates.
And you can hear that station, that game here on KFYO. Friday night. On Saturday, Estacado gets to play.
That's a really interesting ball game. Estacado is 2-2. They're taking on the Melissa Cardinals. Melissa is down just east of the Metroplex, and they're going to meet up in Abilene at Shotwell Stadium. Melissa comes into the ball game 4-1 on the year. Their only loss of the year, again, comes to Salina. They lost that ball game 33-29. Melissa was the 3A Division I state champions year before last in 2011, so a team that has a pretty good winning history and certainly a lot of talent on that team. Estacado has won a couple of nice ball games. They beat Hereford to start their season, and then they beat Snyder. They lost to Amarillo Caprock 30-26, and at the time I was kind of, you know, I was like, that was a kind of a shaky loss. Caprock goes into the halfway point of the season undefeated, so that loss, being a 4-point loss, looks a little better all the time, and then they lost to Abilene Wiley last week. But they're going to have all their horses, and they're going to have to play mistake-free football if they want to come home from Abilene with a win.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Take us through some of the other games this week that people need to be paying attention to.
Well, Chad, you've got Slayton taking on New Deal, and before I get into that, you know, this is what we call dead week. For the majority of districts, there are a ton of teams that the bye week falls this week or their open week does, And so to this weekend, it's, or this Friday night, instead of having 180 to 200 games, we'll be down in the around 115 to 120 games. And certainly that affects the number of games that are played up here. But Slayton and New Deal will be playing at New Deal. Slayton comes in at 2-2 on the year. New Deal 5-0. And, man, they have just mowed down everybody in their path. New Deal's averaging 43 points a game while only giving up 23.6. Slayton has lost ball games to Post and Dimmitt, and that's the two best teams they've played. They won games early in the year over Wink and Van Horn. And I think that unless Slayton really comes up with a way to shut down that New Deal offense and conversely figure out how to score against a team that's just not giving up a whole lot of points, New Deal should come out on top in that ball game. Also, another game has 3-1 Abernathy taking on 1-4 Spring Lake Earth. Abernathy averaging 33 points a game, only giving up 15 points a game. Spring Lake Earth has only managed to average 18 points a game while giving up nearly 28. So the Wolverines really going to have to play their best ball. Canadians' only loss on the year came to state-ranked Canadian a couple of weeks ago, 34-7, but everybody else. And really, Abernathy's opponents probably not that strong. They beat Plains. They beat a Sundown team that's still struggling to find their feet this year. And they beat Sanford Fritsch from up in the panhandle. And so probably not the toughest competition except that Canadian game. Spring Lake Earth has already taken on New Deal. They lost the Panhandle Panthers from up in the panhandle, a very good team, and they've beaten Smyre. So I think Abernathy's going to have the upper hand in that game, but Spring Lake Earth could pop up and surprise somebody. And then we've got Tulia taking on the Lockney Longhorns. Tulia is 2-2 on the year. Lockney's 2-2 on the year, and these teams are totally opposite. Tulia is averaging 38.75 points a game, but they're giving up 35.5 points a game. Lockney giving up 27 points a game, but they're only managing to score 26. So does Lockney prevail on defense, or does Tulia's offensive style control that game? And whoever answers that question the best is going to win that football game.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Stephen, what's the game that people have to go to if they're out and about this Friday night?
Well, Chad, I saved the best for last, and since it is dead week and there's not a whole lot going on, if you want to go watch a couple of really good football teams that are going to play right there at Lubbock Cooper this week, 4-0 Canyon Eagles come to town to take on the 3-1 Monahans Lobos from down in the Permian Basin. And these are two teams that have a history in the playoffs. Monahans has made deep runs the last couple of years. Monahans' only loss of the year came in the opening week of the season to Midland Christian, Division II state champion last year. Midland Christian's on like a 17-game win streak right now. And I've talked to a couple of guys down in the Permian Basin, and they said they are the best football team they've seen play all year, regardless of public, private school, whatever. So Monahans, a really tough team, but certainly Canyon will be the toughest competition they've come up with since week one. Canyon has some really strong wins. They beat Lubbock High to start the year. Then they've beaten Pampa, Plainview, and Hereford. None of those three teams have a winning record at all. And Canyon's only given up 37 points on the year. So Monahans is a running football team. Canyon likes to spread the field out and pass it. But that could be a really entertaining ball game, and certainly for somebody that just likes to go and watch two good football teams compete and they don't necessarily have to have a dog in the fight, that could be a really fun ball game to watch.
Visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. You can hear that on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, starting about 10 o'clock or so on Friday night. Stephen, thank you very much. Always enjoy visiting with you.
Chad, thank you. You have a great day.
You too.